Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Question for you.
It's a big old land.
What do you want, Republicans? That could be presidential candidates. That could be Republicans in Congress, in the majority in the House, in the minority in the Senate. That could be Republicans anywhere that have a voice. What do you want them to do in light of this third indictment of Donald J. Trump? What should they do? What will prove to you that they have the guts necessary to take this on? That's what I'd like to know today. We have Senator Kevin Cramer tomorrow. We'll certainly ask him a little bit about this. I've had a couple of notes from somebody, or some listeners, rather, saying something to the effect of, where is the statement from Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong, Senator Cramer, about the third indictment of Donald Trump and what's happening? So I have a sense that people want more fight from the rest of the Republicans at a time when Donald Trump is facing a third indictment in court today. So tell me, 271-1100, what do you want to see from Republicans? What should they do? Kev, you got any suggestions?
Well, they've got to find a way to unite. They've got to find a way to get on the same page. They've got to find a way to employ some tactics that are being employed on them. There's a lot of work to do. I think the Kerry Lake thing is, although it abandons the process, you know, it's like, well, we have to have the primary process. We have to go through the motions. And, you know, what they're saying is, listen, you know, Trump's at whatever, 50%. The next closest one's what, at 12, it's DeSantis or whoever. But, you know, it might be just time to say, hey, we're all going to get in the ring with DJT and let's go. But that won't happen. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that question. It's a good question.
Will Hurd, you know who he is?
Oh, absolutely, I do. Yeah, a campus guy.
You could be forgiven if you hadn't known who Will Hurd is. He's a former representative
Prager,
from Texas.
Isn't he? Or no, I'm thinking of Will. Maybe a different Will. Anyway, go ahead.
Will Hurd is a candidate for president. He's a long shot, obviously, former rep from Texas. Here's what he said. Let me be crystal clear. Trump's presidential bid is driven by an attempt to stay out of prison and scam his supporters into footing his legal bills. Furthermore, his denial of the 2020 election results and actions on January 6th show he's unfit for office. There's a Republican candidate for president.
Well, yeah.
Less of that. Less of that. I can, you know.
Yeah.
Incredible. Henry in Fargo wants to weigh in on the question of the day. What do you want from Republicans, the rest of the Republicans? What should they do on this third indictment for Trump? Henry, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for my call. What they need to do is quit denying that the election was stolen. There's beyond shadow of doubt the election was stolen, no matter what label you want to put on it. And secondly, they have to come to the conclusion that Democrat Party isn't a Democrat Party. It's a socialist, communist party taking over our country through whatever means possible to stay in power. This is the war's on. We need to save our country. Let's do it. Don't put all your chips in that there's going to be some election in 2024 that's going to be fair.
You can think that Joe Biden got 81 million votes and Donald Trump got whatever he had, 78 million, or what, I forget the number that Trump had, but less than Biden, obviously, in the quote-unquote final tally. You can think that and still think the election was stolen because of all the tactics that were deployed.
Right.
In the name of you know, I think Henry's right. Stop dancing around this idea that, you know, talk about voter ID. Talk about, you know, no more mail-in ballots.
Talk about something.
Yeah.
Anything.
reforms to the process to make it more secure. You know, I mean, I think the left is very successful. Go ahead, Henry.
I was going to say, I'll accept the election when Barack Hussein Obama comes out on TV and says that Joe Biden got more votes than the first black president, meaning Barack Hussein Obama. No way in heck.
Nothing added up. Nothing added up. Remember when we talked about the following just on social media? Trump had 90, 100, whatever million followers on Twitter, and Biden had like 17. And it was literally that way across every platform: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube stuff. And I checked them all. I was like, how in any sane world did 81 million? How? And no one could ever answer it.
Hey, Scott,
what one candidate was in the, one candidate was in the basement,
Scott.
And the other, yes,
Scott.
Henry.
Hey, I encourage your listeners to go out and listen to what you've been promoting with Mike Lindell. Get that code, sign up, and listen to Mike Lindell's deal. When is that again?
It is coming up the 16th and 17th, I believe the dates are. And again, you go to Lindell Event. LindellEvents.com, and it's super simple. And you sign up, you put your email address in there, use the promo code Scott, and you get a $20 gift for free, and you're signed up to watch the event, which is the 16th and 17th of August. It's called the Election Summit, LindellEvent.com. So more information, the better. Right, Henry?
You betcha, buddy.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Dana in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Dana, what do you want from Republicans?
Well, first I want to clarify a few things from yesterday. Come on here sounding like you're crazy, man. I need to write my stuff down. When I was talking about Carolyn Wren yesterday and Carrie Lake, I wasn't talking about them having the PAC money. It's about all the PAC money out there against Trump. Actually, there's $278 million to battle him right now. But Kevin is right on the mark with unity in the Republican Party. We need to have a unified message, and that's always our problem, is narrative and messaging and media. And, you know, if you go to Rasmussen polls, especially Mark Mitchell's work he's been doing on that, he has a pulse of the American people. And even a CNN poll came out yesterday that said 69% of Republicans believe that Joe Biden is not a legitimate president. Then you've got these primary guys coming out there and just knocking him and knocking him. The American people have spoken. The primary process is over. It's time to get behind Trump and make things right. I'm not the biggest Trump guy. His brash, his bravado. As a Christian, it's a little hard on me. But it is time, because with the deep state doing what they're doing, the lawfare to try to affect the next election, we have to get together. It's time for all this anti-Trump stuff done.
What does get together look like from the
forward?
What does get together look like if you're a presidential candidate for the Republican nomination against Donald Trump? What should the other candidates for president do? What do you mean by get together?
You know what I think? The heck with the primary process right now. It's over. They're not going to win. It's all just spending money now and doing this and that. It's just get behind him. This is a waste of time, because
that's
the Democrats, they are laying out a plan to beat us. It's starting with lawfare right now, however many indictments. Mark Elias is out there. He's a big-time lawyer for the Democratic Party. He's ready for lawsuits in 50 states. The RNC is basically broke right now. We have $278 million to try to get Trump out of there, you know, in the primaries, and it ain't going to happen.
Exactly. That's spot on.
Frustrating.
Spot on. Here's what we're suggesting. All the Republicans suspend their campaign, basically, and stand in solidarity, show support to Trump. That's what we're saying?
Like Carrie Lake said.
Well, yeah, and I know it's not going to happen, but think if it did right now.
Oh,
this
right.
movement would take off, I believe, unbelievably. And behind Trump and the Democrats 2024, then we don't have to worry because we do have to worry.
They all need to meet at a. They all meet at a rally at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, and they all get on stage with Trump, and they show, and they by all means and purposes that we are united. Every candidate gets on stage, and imagine what that would do. Like you said, I mean.
By the way, as it pertains to this third indictment, all you're really doing there is saying I stand for free speech,
right?
Crying out loud. I mean, the First Amendment is what's in court. It won't happen, Dana. I think it's a great suggestion. It won't happen because there's too many bedwetters. That's why. There's too many hand-wringers. Like, if I did that Dallas rally with them, hand-wringing, bedwetting, you pick your reaction, but there's a lot of it out there. Thank you. What do you want Republicans to do? Let us know.
It's Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, a crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake and 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fest, Soup Pass Ranch, Detroit Lakes. This guy will be taking the stage.
Going to be rocking Morgan Wallen, you bet.
701-271-1100 is our telephone number. Question for you today. What do you want Republicans to do in the face of a third indictment for Donald Trump? You tell me. 701-271-1100. I'll get to line one here in a second, Daniel, after I tell you about this. When it comes to doing business in our part of the world, you shop local whenever you can. And now you can do just that when you need lumber, paint, tools, and buildings and materials in Northwest North Dakota. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply, about to open in Watford City. It's big box selection with small town neighborhood service. How about that? They're hiring now, too, for great people who love helping others. Looking for estimators, outside lumber yard professionals, and more. Call Josh, 701-260-9675. 701-260-9675, or email ecbsupply@outlook.com. That's ecbsupply@outlook.com. Mark in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about the election that's coming up on the 8th. It's a recall election of the school board. There are three individuals up for are being recalled because they have no confidence from the school board. Or not school board, but the teachers union. And what we're trying to do is get these people replaced before we return our school system here in Williston in the California school system. We need to check out. There's a bunch of signs out there that have they're a Williston Kids First website to go to. You can find out a lot of information about what this what these people are doing. So far, there's over $6 million of unaccounted money that they don't know where it's at. So basically, there's $6 million of our tax dollars lost for some, you know, it's gone someplace, and they don't want to find out where it's at. So what we need to do is I need to call out. I'm going to make a shout out to some of the Christian people, the churches, and the Promise Keepers, the Gideons. All these people of Williston that are in the 7th district need to get up and vote on Tuesday to get rid of these people. The school board is actually involved in this election as far as they hired the school district administrators and stuff that are going to put this that are putting this election on. So they're overseeing their boss's re-election, hopefully, what they want to do. Okay, we need to get them out of there. And the only way we're going to do that is if we can overwhelm this election with Christian men and women that want to fight against this woke ideology that they're trying to push, and then turn around and find out where all our tax dollars go. The president of this school board, at the last debate that they had, told us that their money doesn't come all directly from property taxes. It comes from the state. Well, in case this guy isn't that smart, I'm going to let him know that the state gets his money from the taxpayers. And this guy's supposed to be some kind of a banker here in town. If I said something like that to my boss, I'd be gone. But what we need to do is, like I said before, we have to get together. We have to get out here and vote against these people in overwhelming numbers. Otherwise, there's going to be so much fraud and absentee ballots and all this other kind of stuff that's going to go on again, like it did last time.
Tell me one more time that website, Mark.
It's Williston Kids First.
WillistonKidsFirst.com.
Okay, you can also .com. Yeah. You can also check out the Williston Herald. So some time ago, they did had an article in there about the teachers union, about they voted no confidence in the in what's his name, Junst, the school board president. The teachers have no confidence in this guy. These other school boards are just kind of being led around like sheep. And this guy, last time when I seen him at that board meeting. At one meeting, he's a arrogant, pompous windbag.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, I appreciate very much the fact that your passion is on an important question. The education kids are getting in the Williston School District, right? And not happy? So we're going to put a question to the voters, and we're going to say, do we want these school board members or not? I mean, that's how you take back school boards. I'd like to see it happen in other places. So encourage folks to get informed on it and get engaged before Tuesday. WillistonKidsFirst.com. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Larry's weighing in from West Fargo on the question of the day. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, in regards to what Republicans should be doing with all these indictments against President Trump, you know, I'm surprised that they all aren't speaking out about that because, you know, here when they impeached Trump over one phone call, and now there's documented proof that Biden's been on over 20 of them, and they should just say, bring that up and talk about that. Say, well, why are you impeaching trying to all these indictments against Trump over one phone call when you've done this? And as far as, you know, voter ideas, we do need voter ID. But look at it in the past election. There was many cases of documented proof where illegal ballots were being counted. They had voting machine problems where they wasn't counting the ballots right. And then when they had it on video, they sent people home, and here they pulled out boxes and boxes of ballots, and they were all for Biden. Then a water pipe broke. The same thing happened. And I agree, we need voter ID, but voter ID is not going to stop all this illegal balloting that's going on in our country. We got to address that, I think.
Without question, there's a lot to address. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you're some kind of crazy kook by saying, hey, the reason the election in 2020 was proclaimed to be what it was is because these five, six, seven, eight, nine things all came together. Legal theft is what I think is number one.
Right.
And that's what I call legal theft is you know, these states forgetting about their legislatures and the actual rules and all these emergency declarations because of COVID. That was, you know, legal theft. That's one. You know, ballot harvesting, which happened in greater numbers there. So there's a lot there, Larry. You're absolutely right. And it would be a good place for Republicans to land to be on one page for election integrity. Although, you know what? I bet a handful of them, again, the bedwetters, they're going to say, well, if I talk about election integrity, then they're going to think that I'm saying that the election is stolen. Don't you think, Kev?
Spot on. Yes, exactly.
I don't know if I dare say that. I say election integrity. I mean, yeah. The fact that you can't get every Republican on the planet to say, I'm for election integrity. I'm for cleaning up the messes that we've uncovered in past elections. That should be an absolute slam dunk no-brainer.
No-brainer, but yet not.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Larry, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Well, I agree with exactly what you stated there. Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate the call. 701-271-1100. Question of the day. What do you want to see Republicans do? We come back, we're going to talk to a Fox News contributor, political analyst David Grasso, a little bit about what will happen today, and also about the same question. What should Republicans do? Hint. The exact opposite of this Will Hurd of Texas. Get off the stage.
Ready to launch your small business? Or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump makes his court appearance today at 4 p.m. Eastern. President Biden's Department of Justice, after 2.5 years, is pushing for more charges against the former president. The Secret Service released a statement saying it's working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security for Trump while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. The former president was indicted Tuesday for January 6. The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Serve USA home cooking, grab and go convenience awaits. Thursday edition of the menu looks like this: French dip sandwich at the Petrol Serve USA on 45th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest. Tater tot hot dish in Glendon, Salisbury steak MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Sloppy Joe's at 12th and 929. Tater tot hot dish or Sloppy Joe's, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Scallop potatoes in Harwood. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits. Yulin location, Valley City location, too. It's going to be really good, and it's going to not be the same old, same old. Time to break the mold. You know what I'm saying? Jesse Waters wants to weigh in on what Republicans need to do. Here's an idea. Listen to Jesse.
More people know about the Barbie movie than they know about January 6th. To Democrats, January 6th is like July 4th. To everybody else, it's just another day on the calendar. And if you talk to survivors or families of 9/11, of Pearl Harbor, I don't think they're the same thing. Some of these charges, I love it. Conspiracy to defraud the government. Okay, well, what would you call Russia collusion? What would you call Hillary and the CIA knew that it was a lie, still pushed it anyway? Not only that, concocted fake emails to make a judge spy on the Trump campaign. They defrauded the FISA court. Also, the laptop cover-up with the FBI, that's a conspiracy to defraud. That denied people their voting rights. Or the CIA PSYOP they ran on the laptop a month before the election, coordinated with the Biden campaign, another conspiracy. So if you're going to charge garbage like this, everyone's going to be in prison. I love this part of the indictment when Jack Smith says, well, fact checkers said that there was no fraud. I don't think fact checkers have a great track record,
yeah,
so that's not even going to fly in court. Think about the margin of this election. There was three states, margin was razor thin, 42,000. You're saying Donald Trump was out of his mind to think he might be able to claw back half? That's what, 21? 21,000, that's all he needed to change out. And you're saying they're now going to put the 2020 election on trial. Donald Trump is chomping at the bit. He's going to call witnesses. He's got subpoena power. He's going to put Detroit, Philly, Vegas on the stand and make them defend the integrity of their voting process. The lawyer last night was on CNN, cleaned their clocks. The guy said, they're trying to speed this trial up. We need maybe 9 months to a year. This isn't getting done before the election. And anyway, it's going to get appealed and it's going to go to SCOTUS and SCOTUS is going to knock it down. What the Republicans need to do is time the impeachment because that's the main draw. And if you put up impeachment with the Trump trials, I don't think the Democrats want to stomach that.
All right. So there's Jesse's answer on what the Republicans need to do. Time a Biden impeachment with the Trump trials. That would be that'd be a little bit of chess, wouldn't it, Kev?
Oh, no doubt. Spot on, too. I love Waters. Yeah, that's it right there.
And for everybody that says, you know, give it up, it's ridiculous. There's nothing to see with the election.
No,
he makes a great point about the 42,000 difference in votes, too.
Well, you know, and I said earlier, you've got to go to frankspeech.com. And Mike Lindell, I mean, like him or not, he spent tens of millions of dollars, and he has amassed all of the news reports, the state, the findings of the court documents from all of these different states where these battles are going on to get them to get their act together. It's really unbelievable when you go to frankspeech.com and look through all of it. It's a sea of it. So you can't tell me that it's all good. All good, most secure election ever. No problem. Stop talking and get with it. We've got to fix this.
By the way, Mike has got a new message up at lindellevent.com. I said events earlier. It's not plural. Lindellevent.com, which I think links from Frank's speech to your point, Kevin.
Yep, it does.
Mike Lindell presents the plan revealed August 16th, 17th, the election summit. He's got a message up here talking about the plan and what will happen on those two dates. There's a box down there where you put in your telephone number and your mobile phone if you want to have text messages instead of an email, and then the referral code Scott. And remember to use, it's like a promo code, Scott. And then guess what? You get free access to that event, plus like a free $20 gift, so it's kind of a no-brainer. Absolute no-brainer, for sure. Let's get a couple of texts in here on the question of the day, what should Republicans do? Our brother, who is deceased, received a ballot to vote in the last two elections, says this listener. Nothing to see here, I guess, Kev, right?
No.
Perfectly normal that you'd send a deceased individual two ballots. Custody of the ballots is an important deal. It really is.
Dead people been voting in Vegas for years now, so there's that.
Another listener says, any politician that doesn't want to get rid of the machines and go to paper ballots hand counted has something to hide.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I don't know why a system that's proven, make the priest go back to smaller precincts, get rid of these massive voting centers, get back to accountability, get back to our eyes on the prize. I totally agree.
David Grasso's with us now, as we promised, a political analyst, to break down the story of President Donald J. Trump, who will be in D.C. today in front of a federal magistrate judge for indictment number 3. Our question of the day, what should Republicans do? Other Republicans, the presidential candidates, Republicans in Congress, what should they do? We'll start there. David, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great, doing great. I mean, so far, Republicans are being super cautious about what they say about this. Even the most bitter rival to Donald Trump, my governor, of course, Florida's Ron DeSantis, and they're trying to figure out how to toe the line and say, you know, that this is an injustice from the Justice Department, but that they generally support Trump.
Our listeners want unity from Republicans, and they want them to buckle up and get tough. Why are they being super cautious, do you think?
It's really hard. We really don't know where this is going to end up. You know, Trump's legal problems are stacking up. The biggest problem for the Trump campaign right now, beyond him possibly facing jail time or being arrested or a mugshot, are the legal bills. If you look at Trump's Political Action Committee, his PAC, legal bills are starting to swallow up a lot of money they need for campaigning. You know, winning an American election in 2024 takes billions of dollars in siphoning off money to stave off legal challenges and serious indictments at the state and federal level is a colossal waste of resources for the Trump campaign.
But of course, they don't have much choice, do they? I mean, you got to fight these battles. So it's definitely. But what has been amazing to me is that after each of these indictments, his fundraising jumps. So there seems to be a wind at his back from his supporters on that front to provide, isn't there?
Well, you make a good point. And also, just never mind money, every time, you know, when we look at presidential history, the commanding lead that Trump has over number two, let's say Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, is so great that in American political history, someone like Ron DeSantis has never overcome a deficit like that. Not during the Carter era, not during, you know, any sort of primary. So it looks like Trump will be the likely nominee. And that's why Republicans are being careful, because eventually they'll all have to coalesce around him when he's at the top of the ticket in 2024.
What do you think of the idea that some have suggested out there, pundits and our listeners as well, that the Republican field, given what they see now in the tea leaves, is saying exactly what you just predicted? Trump's going to win. He's going to be the nominee. Why not have the others say, we're going to suspend this campaign, we're going to stand behind him, and we're going to unite behind one candidate? Could that happen?
That could happen. That's probably the likely scenario, because at the end of the day, whether Trump is in jail or not does not preclude him for running for president. We already had that happen in 1920 when Eugene Debs ran as a socialist and got over 1 million votes back then. So in the end, considering the polling and considering how far ahead Trump is, his name recognition and the idea that you just stated that every time he's in the news and like right now we're talking about him, it's free press. So in the end, why aren't they suspending their campaign? Well, in the unlikely event that something were to happen, or somehow he were not able to run for office, and right now we really don't know how that would happen, perhaps they would be the nominees. Also, there's the idea that sometimes you have to run several times in order to become a serious presidential contender. So I think that's what's top of mind for a lot of candidates in the GOP primary.
Yeah, very interesting. I guess, as you say, it could happen. The question is, when would it happen? In other words, do you wait till the 11th hour when it's obvious you're not going to win, or do you do it when there's still some uncertainty, like you're talking about, that exists right now? Alan Dershowitz, I heard earlier today, say no doubt that these cases are all going to the Supreme Court anyway. So this is it's a long way off, right?
It is a long way off. And remember, our political system since the early 2000s has basically become for profit. Running for president is actually a pretty great activity. Not only do you get paid, or at least if you don't get paid, like, all your friends get paid. And on top of that, you're getting free press, right? So someone like the mayor of Miami, the governor of Florida, Nikki Haley, who's currently out of office right now, they want to stay relevant. So it really does behoove them to at least try to run for president, even if the chances are they'll never make it.
I would argue, though, they'd get as much positive publicity, especially among Republicans, is who they need anyway to get elected, if they were to say, enough, this is a banana republic, we're standing by him, we're suspending the campaign. I think their brand would go up. Every single Republican that joined that camp, their brand would increase, wouldn't it, David?
Yeah, no, and of course there is someone who is going to need to be on the ticket with Trump, so maybe someone like Nikki Haley, obviously not Chris Christie or Will Hurd, who are in the Never Trump camp, but everyone else, not Mike Pence, who's mentioned in the indictment 100 times, but maybe someone else could fill those shoes, and that would likely be a great political strategy for them.
Fascinating. David Grasso, political analyst, Fox News Channel, thank you for the time today. Appreciate your 2 cents. And he's gone.
And he's out.
And we're off. Continue after a short timeout. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. COVID is rearing its ugly head in a few circles. But it's not just COVID, it's anything. You want the air you breathe to be the cleanest. Go with the pros, the ones that did it for schools, long-term care facilities, healthcare facilities. HATandSons.com, indoor air quality experts.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Kind of a mode today, are you?
Well, I was right there.
Yeah.
You remember all the time. I love it. On the shuffle, thought it'd be a good one.
11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. What should Republicans do in the face of Donald Trump heading to a federal courtroom today? Third indictment. What do you want them to do? That's the biggest way to affect some change, to have some grassroots led efforts to say, here's what we want from you. Demand it. What is it? Texter says, the Republican Party still believes the way to victory is through donors and consultants and the same old losing strategy.
Yep.
The reason Armstrong, Kramer, and Hoban have not made a statement because they have to wait for the donors to talk to the consultants and then talk to the leadership before they can think.
There it is, right there.
Another listener says, please repeat again how to get the Lindell event. Okay, one more time. LindellEvent.com. LindellEvent.com. This is for the election summit, August 16th and 17th. You go to LindellEvent.com. When you do, by the way, there's a message from Mike there. Explains everything they'll be doing at the event. What's behind this? You put your email in and a referral code, and that's Scott. And you get a free gift worth $20. Right now. Hope that helps. Happy to do that for you. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. Tell me what you think Republicans ought to do. Some good ideas here. Keep them coming. Texter says they're being cautious because they're scared and gutless. They don't want to be indicted for their free speech, which is happening to Trump and his supporters. Bet it is. James and Cavalier, let's get you in here. It's 701-271-1100. Hey, James.
Defund this thing. Don't they have the power of the purse? Isn't that why we voted them in this last session?
What, defund what?
Yeah, no, can't they don't they control the power of the purse? Can't they defund this this investigation?
Well, yes. Republicans control the House. So I guess they could go specifically say we're going to defund anything for Jack Smith, the special counsel in this case, but the Senate would have to pass it too, and they never would.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Correct, yeah.
Although I'm not a big one for that excuse. Go ahead, James.
As far as unity, that would show a good sign of unity anyways, you know, if they just took a vote on it and, you know.
Right.
I was just going to show the American people that this is nothing but a joke.
I was just going to say, I'm getting a little weary of that excuse, too, that, well, it won't pass the Senate. I don't care. Pass the House, put the pressure on the Senate. You know, there's some people over there that want to get reelected on the Democratic side.
At least swing in the fight, okay?
Make them vote, yes.
Do something.
Yeah. When good men sit by and do nothing, we know how that works out.
Amen.
Not good. Great comments.
All we can do is give them our prayers.
You darn right. We can sure do that. Thank you, James. Bruce in Hillsboro, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the main problems of North Dakota is we got a unit party. I mean, the last vote after the election, the legislature voted 86-6 to vote down the one-day vote. The paper ballots, the ID, and a couple more. I mean, if our Republicans, and most of them are Republicans, we don't have much of a chance here in North Dakota. We have to start electing better people at the local areas. Know how your people are voting in the past, because, I mean, we keep electing these frauds that call themselves Republicans, and that's, you know, until we get that done, we're in big problems. Thank you.
Yeah, I hear you, Bruce.
The uniparty's got to go.
Talk to John Hinderacher about that next hour. I've done some actual statistics on that, of percentage of Republicans that vote with Democrats, and how we have really like four sectors of ideology between Republicans and Democrats, and it's important to watch that for sure. Let's get Fred Moorhead in here real quick. Fred, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I think the only thing that the Republicans can do, or that they should do, is be united both at the senatorial and the House level, and also at the state level. If you remember the Russian collusion thing and the Biden problem that they had right before the election, they had a list of all these people that came together, signed a letter and so forth, saying that this had happened and everything. Under the circumstances, we have to be united on our side, and it should be uniform. It should be something that every senator, every House member, every district leader, every county leader and so forth should get together and say that this is interference with an election.
Great contribution to this discussion today, Fred. Thank you. More coming on MyPillow's 20-year anniversary. With over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's padded fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Off your order.